for StoryCorps Tampa Bay. Cora Royal tells her friend Clarice Pennington about her childhood, her favorite memory, and the experience of segregation in St. Petersburg.
So I went to Jordan Park Elementary, and I think about the times when on Christmas morning, all we wanted was a pair of skates. And we put our skates on, and everybody meet out on the sidewalk, and we just skate all through Jordan Park. And during that time, you know, when I went outside, my parents, it wasn't a concern about where we were. There were no cell phones, and some didn't even have telephones. But yet they knew we were safe,
right.
And we could be gone all day. And the only thing we'd stop back home for would be maybe to get some lunch. So it was exciting. You know, segregation was alive and well. Mm-hmm. And I think about the black and the white fountains. And I often think of it was at Wells City.
Yes.
And my friend and I, Doretha and I, we would walk up to the, we were children, and we're going to act like children. And we would go up to the water fountain, and thank God we were protected. She would go over to the white fountain and taste the water, and then I would taste the colored water. And then we would switch off, and we asked her, did it taste any different? And, of course, it did not taste any different. And we would laugh. You know, being a child, you just don't know. And the colored bathrooms we had to attend, I would ride the buses. And then if I went on a train ride or a bus ride, we had to carry our own lunches.
The shoe boxes.
Yeah, the shoe box. That gray, you know, in the car, you get in the car, and almost before you get to Gander Bridge, you had to, you were ready to open the box so that you could start eating. But your parents always packed the shoe box because you could not stop and go to the restaurants. You remember that? But that was some good chicken on those boxes.
And homemade cake,
pound cake, and fried pork chops and all of that. It was just so good. And so I think about that and where we've come from.
Yes.
And then when I first started teaching, my first job was at Lelman Elementary, where you met me. Even though we had been living in St. Petersburg all those years, God just did not let our paths cross until we got to Lelman.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to Lelman, I was the first one. It was only two black teachers, and I was one of the first two black teachers to ever teach at Lelman Elementary. And my daughter, Alita, was the first black girl to ever attend Lelman Elementary. Mm-hmm. And also, when I would have my students in my classroom, if the janitor came in and say, everybody stand up and walk out, they would stand up and walk out because it was like that was a white voice over a black voice.
Mm.
But it changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was there at Lelman, when integration changed, because at the school, when I got to Lelman, it was only Caucasians. So, but then when integration came in, then there was the mixture. Don't tell me now.
Cora Royal was a teacher and Clarice Pennington was a principal in Pinellas County. Both women are retired. This StoryCorps Tampa Bay was produced for WUSF by Joselise Ramos. You can find our growing collection of local stories at WUSF.org/StoryCorps. Curious about StoryCorps? Visit their website, StoryCorps.org.